let's talk about something completely different. Are you the owner of a small business? Now, what is expected to be one of the biggest compensation claims in UK legal history has just been launched on behalf of hundreds of thousands of businesses. The class action aims to recoup billions of pounds in fees that companies incurred after being overcharged on fees for transactions because of MasterCard and Visa's rules. Let's talk to Stephen Allen, who's near Chichester, Director of Credit and Debit Card Claims Limited, that is bringing the case. Stephen, thank you for joining us on the programme. What's the case here?
Okay, my pleasure, and a very good morning to you. My role is to represent companies, big and small, and as you say, there are hundreds of thousands of them, Sarah, in a class action to get monetary compensation for the charges levied by MasterCard and Visa, which they set in an anti-competitive way. And the claims go back 6 years, so it's going to be a significant period of overcharging. And the reason we're doing this as a class action is that it's very efficient and we get strength in numbers. So for most companies, it's really hard to even contemplate taking on the big boys. But when you have an action like this, there's no cost to get involved, no risks involved. So it makes it possible for all companies to tackle this overcharging issue.
Just in terms, to make this simple for anyone listening to understand what this actually means. So you say they've been doing it in an uncompetitive way. So what does this mean for those small bits? Say I'm the owner of a small business. What would that have meant for me?
Yeah, so Visa and MasterCard operate their schemes to enable merchants to ultimately pay them for taking credit cards and debit card payments, which, of course, most of us now use. So when you shop, you're pretty likely to use a card. They take a small fee, but that really adds up over time. And our view is there should be no fee charged for what they call a multilateral interchange fee operation. It's complicated, but it's actually very simple. Why should they be setting things that only they can set in an anti-competitive way, and then every merchant out there has no choice but to pay them?
So they're making I suppose what you're saying is it's disproportionate for small businesses. If you're a massive company, you can absorb this cost, but if you're a struggling small business, that's going to have a huge impact.
Yeah, it has a huge impact for all companies, actually, Sarah, whatever their size. And we, you know, so many businesses operate on really low margins. Some are even, you know, struggling to make money. So when you're being chipped away at and there's nothing you can do about it, it's really unhelpful for that company. So, you know, if you are own a pub or you own a hairdresser or a convenience store, whatever, here's a chance to tackle this and tackle this without costing you anything.
And I can see as well that you know, more and more of us are now just using cards, moving away from cash. So this is going to become a bigger, would become more of an issue. Now, we did contact MasterCard. Have a listen to what they said. They say this speculative claim is not about helping UK businesses. It's about lawyers and their financial backers out to make money for themselves. It relates to a period where interchange rates were set in line with regulation. And they go on to say businesses get real value from accepting cards issued on our network and helping them grow their sales, reach new customers and reduce costs. What would you say in response to that?
Well, they would say that, wouldn't they? Look, most companies operate on really low margins, unlike Visa and MasterCard. And we don't believe there should be such a charge in the first place. And of course, they're setting that charge. There's no competition going on here. So, yes, of course, cards are being used by everybody. And there are all sorts of different cards beyond MasterCard and Visa. And that's become even more common since COVID. So, therefore, it's even more important that we tackle this overcharging. So, have a look at the website. There's a website, creditdebitcardclaim.co.uk. That tells you a bit more, but it's really easy to register and sign up and get involved, because there really is no cost or risk. And it's time that something was done about this. And
there's a lot of small businesses that I know have really struggled, particularly with COVID. And we're hearing constantly about doors being shut on our high street. So if anyone's listening and they haven't got involved in this claim yet, there's still time to do that.
Oh, yes. I mean, the announcement's only this happening this week. There's an existing claim also for corporate cards, where, you know, some businesses take quite a few corporate cards for payment, where there's a really ridiculously high charge, unregulated. So what we're trying to do is address things once and for all and get money back but then also for the future, make a difference to the levels of charges. So we're also lobbying government, lobbying in Brussels, as well as in the UK.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the programme. Really good to talk to you. And we'll keep you up to date with that and other consumer news on the programme.